Stephen Nasser was 13 when he and his family were taken from his home in Hungary and brought to the Auschwitz concentration camp in Poland. Nasser was 14 when his brother died in his arms. He made a promise to his brother to share their story, and decades later, he's here talking to students and adults about his experience.
I promised him that I will share the diary with the public, which I have written at age 13, and it became a book, My Brother's Voice. And I also promised them that I'm going to visit schools, institutions, wherever I can, because the Nazi gangsters, Hitler and such, what they have committed against humanity. And that's why I wear a shirt which says, never again, never again to any human beings.
Nasser has a saying, we have to save ourselves from ourselves. He says gratitude is an important theme for happiness. His lasting love for his brother inspires his motivational presentations.
We were very, very close to each other, and even the Nazis could not destroy the bond what we had. They destroyed him, they destroyed many lives, but our bond lives on. And I keep on speaking about not just love to my family and to my brother, but everybody's love. Humanity should learn. Love is much stronger than hate. The question, why people hate each other? It's so much nicer and easier to love one another.
Nasser says 21 of his family were taken away at the same time, and they all perished except for him. He says he was determined to survive because he had work to do.
I never felt that I will be killed. I believe the Nazis will be crushed before they can kill me. Of course, I wasn't a superhuman, but with my brother's encouragement, and then it turned around, I encouraged my brother, I was able to survive. And thank God for that, because every time I speak, I have an audience in front of me. But nothing like the audience above, 11 million people, keep on watching us.
Nasser has written a couple of books, My Brother's Voice and Journey to Freedom. He wrote a play that premiered in Las Vegas in April called Not Yet Bishta.
And that derived before my brother died, and I was hallucinating that I wanted to be with him in heaven when he died, and kind of heard him saying, not yet Bishta.
Holocaust survivor Stephen Nasser will speak Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the Jim Santee, Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the South Summit Middle School, and Thursday, 6 p.m. at Park City High School. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.